and if we can reach there, we shall find. Without such, no life is possible. Now without electricity, civilization impossible. So when we reach the standard, we will find the utility of how much we gain there. We shall feel life is there, the joy to live, life after death. Life after death does not mean that after this body and another life. But the death of the so-called death finished. When death will die, then the life will begin. Die to live. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Mrityunjay, like the name of Mahavishnu, has conquered death. Death has died, and he is free. No death. In the plane of Mrityunjay, Mahavishnu, is independent of this material energy. Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Ramehachamnang Nadurdinang Taddinang Durdinang Mandi. That day is fruitless, non-producing, non-productive, in which we do not talk, we do not cultivate about the Supreme Being, my Lord. No consultation about our Lord. We forget our own Lord, who is be all and end all in our life, our Lord. The Lord of Lords. When we forget Him, that day is non-productive. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Nirai Gaur Hari Bol. Avishyate Krishna Padara Vindayu Khinatta Vardhani Cha Sanktanu Sattvishya Suddhi Paramatma Bhakti Jnananta Vijjana Virago Yuktam Avishyate Krishna Padara Vindayu. Not to forget unforgetfulness about the lotus feet of Divine Krishna. Khinatya Bhadrani, that continuance of that memory, continuous memory of Krishna, that will diminish and destroy. Abhadrani, the ungentle, undesirable thing. Dirty things in you, dirty things, all are dirt. Without Krishna consciousness, without the consciousness of the divinity, these mundane things are all dirt. The dirt should be removed. The dirt should be destroyed by the continuance of the Krishna consciousness. Avishyati Krishna Padara Vindayu Kinati Abhadrani Chasangatanoti, and it extends within us, develops within us swang mangalam, welfare. It produces and from within the welfare, real welfare within us, the goodness within us. And the doubts are brushed out. Samatanuti. Sattvasya suddhi paramatma bhakti. Your very existence is purified. The alloy is eliminated from your ego. You means your ego, your conception, self-conception, conception about yourself. That is full of alloy. The alloy will be destroyed by the continued God consciousness, Paramatma. And gradually you will find the God within you, Paramatma. You are Jivatma, who are you proper? And who is Paramatma backing you, supporting you from above? You will be able to understand, feel within. Paramatma, jnanam ca vijnana virāga yuktam. Jnanam ca vijnana virāga yuktam. And you will find a peculiar type of knowledge, conception, of God conception, which will show to you vijnana, the both the Lord and its potency, vijnana, shaktiśa, different potency and the owner of the potency, and by virāga. Virāga, twofold, the attraction, non-attraction to the dirty world, mundane, and proper attraction towards the truth that will feed within you such development. Go on, continue God consciousness, and that will take you to the desired position, back to home. How sweet your home. You will be able to go on continuing God consciousness. Anyhow, try to maintain God consciousness, and that will unalloy, the alloy will be destroyed, and your purified self will come out from the fire. And you will find everything. It is not any blind thing, but the faith will not be blind only. But vijnana yuktam, jnana vijnana, the knowledge of the thing and the knowledge of different parts, potencies also of the thing. It will be details. It will be able, it will be clear in your heart. It is not a domain of only faith, means only blind emotion. Don't think it to be so. Not a domain of blind emotion. But there is a proper knowledge, understanding, the land of proper understanding, with the main thing, with the central truth, and also so many potencies also, which is controlled by the Lord. Such position you will be able to acquire. Hari Jnanam ca vijnanam virāga yuktam. Gaudhari bodh. So dive deep into God consciousness. It is the key to the highest success of life. And that is so sweet, that is like home, not a foreign land, that you will take so much risk to go some unknown place, and how there will be dealt with no such apprehension, such suspicious questions. As much as you will be able to make progress that side, you will find so sweetness, so home, home-like comfort and confidence. You will get gold. Now the weather is little fair. It's for you. It will go back. Hare Krishna. Nijai Gaur Hari Gaur. Gadadhar Prabhu gone. Young man, not old like. They're afraid of the weather. He'll come back this evening. Gaur Hari Gaur.
He's also very enthusiastic.
Very enthusiastic, very concentration and forbearing. Yes. A diligent man. And does not care even for the uneasiness, the disease, the failure. Asu has said, if the body is not well, still he goes on working.
Yes,
even with fever, he goes on working. And don't.
Yes,
does not care the fever also. Temperature. Arrangeous.
Mahananda as well? He's doing very nicely.
Mahananda, he has got a very good attendant, friend and attendant in him. Very encouraging. And he is very satisfied also in that position of his duty. And archetically he is going on. Hare Krishna. This is an aggressive type. Then he caught a lawyer there. And he won't allow him any time. Don't you see so many clients are standing in a line and you have come to talk with me? How is it possible for me to spare any time to talk, this idle talk about religion? He won't spare. Anyhow, he made him to hear something and that search for Sri Krishna. After reading few pages, then he gave, ordered his secretary, $50 paid to this gentleman.
Write him a check. He read the part about Krishna stealing. He was a criminal lawyer, and he was a criminal lawyer. And he read the part about Krishna stealing butter.
Stealing butter.
Yes.
So he was attractive.
He was attractive.
Why did not concoct a case against him?
Yes.
You have come to introduce this, the stealing of God. Then all will be thieves here.
Yes. He's teaching Adharma.
Adharma?
Then we have to come to
the your God also is a thief. And you have come to preach.
Yes.
That God also is a thief, so go on thieving, stealing.
The opposite thing was created. The opposite reaction was created.
One gentleman told, because God is a thief, so we have got some hope. One gentleman, I was a college student, I went to hear the lecture of Jnana Kodada Goswami someone. He explained that because Krishna is thief, so we have got some hope. We have given such a good fencing about on all sides of us, but no good things can enter. But because the thief, we lock and we have got boundary wall and so many opposing things that no thief can enter. Steep thief, he will come of his own interest. So we have also tried our best to construct a boundary line all sides that no God consciousness can enter. But as a thief he will enter, and that is our solace. If one day he enters as a thief into our heart, then we can have some hope. Otherwise, consciously, we won't invite him to come in my heart. For the thief God is our solace. One day he may stealthily enter into my heart and capture. Let God be thief. Hare Krishna. That is also about justice. When stealthily goodness comes, there was one Mohammedan charitable person here in Hooghly. His name was Haji Muhammad Mohsin. He was a bachelor and he was owner of a big property, a rich man. He used to help all that come to him for any begging purpose. But there were some family who were suffering from poverty but can't approach anyone for their help. He noted their names, and at night, while passing, some money is thrown stealthily. We have heard the Mohammedan gentleman. In Hooghly, there is a big mosque in commemorated in his name, but Haji Muhammad Mohsin was his name. Stealthily, he made charity. So stealthily, if money comes stealthily, it is not undesirable. If Krishna comes stealthily in our heart, how it is to above justice in the plane of mercy. All these dealings above the plane of justice and in the land of mercy and affection and love. These things possible. The good enter stealthily to the undesirable party and makes him good. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari Nidai. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Rishabhadev is leaving our company. But how cruel you are, if you say. If you say you are very cruel, then what will be your answer? No, I am coming back. Hare Guru.
But if you gave me some little something to do, then the connection would be there?
Yes. Akayananda Maharaj is there. I am an old man, and he is still young to look after the interest of Krishna more than himself. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur.
What is the gain, what is the loss? Action. The consciousness that the Kanyandhana, Swami Maharaj, given example, one has not high, but he is people. Just here is blind, both combined. Matter has got no feeling, but the man has got feeling. Man is the party, matter, machine is non-party. Usha Shukadu Kanan Bhakti Tihi Turuchati. Who is the important? The feeler or the felt? The criterion of happiness is confined in the feeler.
happiness is necessary. Happiness is possible only in the subjective existence. And avoiding this material engagement, he may feel more happiness. Atmaram. He may be self-satisfied, now entangled into that non-joy substance, non-happy substance, but cease to become self-established. Atmaram, who is established in his own self, not outside. He feels more enjoyment than those handling machines and matter. Atmaram. Even they, are the standard. Even they find more happiness when it comes in contact. Atma. In this way, the existence of the higher Atma is going to be established. Atma Rama Srimayu Nirgantha Uppurukkame Kudbanta Hito Kim Bhakti. Those that are self-sufficient, they also are attracted by some higher kind of ecstasy. So, it is the proof positive that higher ecstasy is existing, though very finer. Though finer, still it has got existence, because the self-sufficient people, they are also find joy when coming in contact with that abstract thing. So that is the proof. A man who does not care for anything, almost independent of material assistance, like Sukadeva. He does not want anything, not even a cloth, a dress. Only now and then a glass of milk, it comes easily, that. Does not care for anything in this mandir, quite independent life, Atma, engaged in himself, not engaged in a material objective consciousness. He is attracted by some higher abstract things. So there must be something above, adhukshaya, that which, when that comes to contact with us, we can feel. Otherwise, when withdrawn, we are nowhere. Like flying saucer. Few days back, there was some rumor that if a thing, when like in the name of flying saucer, is coming to contact with Earth. But the men in the world, they tried to find it, chase, but disappeared. Have you heard the name of flying saucer?
Yes.
Adhukshaya is something like that. Can come down to contact, but when we chase, no air. What is the proof? But the big engineers, such as aeroplane drivers, they have also seen that something is coming down when chasing disappeared. So more efficient machinery world is existing on the other side. The experts of aeroplane drivers, they are also admitting some. So Atmaram, Prayana Munayo Rajan Nivitta Vijihirata Nasgun Nastara Mantesma Gunanam Kasani Hari. How to prove that higher existence is there, and we cannot enter at our will to have experience of that plane. Then what is the proof that such plane is existing at all? Some experts of this world, of the highest class, they find something that disturbing their self-satisfaction to the fullest extent, disturbing and attracting towards something else. Just as to prove that there is rebirth, transmigration, some sort of persons we may find that they say, in my previous birth I was there, I can find out my things are left in the almira. He is taken to that place, yes, this was my room, and I am, I put these things here. So those that want to prove scientifically that there is rebirth, they are collecting such examples to prove that the rebirth is there. Some they can remember their past life and they can give proof that yes, I was here in my past life. There are some such examples, and that is the basis to prove that birth after birth, transmigration. So also in this way the Atmaram, they stand proof that there is higher plane that attract us. Us who has superseded the charm of this mundane plane. That is not mundane. Sukadeva Goswami says, you all know, I am well established in a non-material world. No charm for any form of material world in me. But this type of illa, personal ecstasy of some order attracted my heart. So you don't think that this is mundane. No mundane thing cannot have any attraction for me. But this is transcendental. You may, I stand evidence to the fact that there is transcendental world of higher stuff, higher dignity, higher quality. Because I stand evidence, there's no nothing in mundane character can affect me, can disturb my balance, my equilibrium in the all the spiritual consciousness. That sort of equilibrium cannot disturb, may be disturbed by this worldly attraction, but some supernatural attraction has is coming to disturb my equilibrium and attracting towards that. Hare Krishna. Atma Rama Shumlayu Nirkanthayukul Kutpantahi Tukim Bhakti. This is for the ascending method. But those that are in the descending method, they themselves are becoming small witnesses. Sukriti, Swadha. They feel it may be of less degree, intensity, but they feel that there is something, and my heart of my heart is hankering for that thing. All this charm of this world perished for me, forever can't attract. If I want to leave, then I shall live for that, at any risk. At any risk, whatever little taste I have got of that thing, I can't I can't stand, can't do without that. I can't without that. I must have to attain that state. Or otherwise I do not like any sort of existence. I have got a little peeping of that beauty. That is my life. My life is there. If I want to live at all, I must have to get that. Otherwise, this is all tasteless. I have finished all other standards of life. No charm. All tasteless. I want that. That is the fulfillment. That is the fulfillment of my life. Worth living. Life is worth living. Because it has got that ultimate connection with that fulfillment. Otherwise, no life worth living. Hare Krishna. How to only with the association of those that are eager for that. Birds of the same feather flock together. If you want that thing, there are others also of similar nature. Go and mix with them and jointly try to have that by mutual help. There are the experts also, the beginner, the advanced, by mutual help, in a position, and peace down. And not by, not in private life, but make it public. Give it the request, give the shape of a public shape, that is, the practical shape, the quest. The quest of that supreme thing, be bold enough to give it a public shape of your searching. That is Sankirtan, possession. You should not be a coward to keep it within you. That it is so subtle you can't be able to prove to others. So, in a corner, you will go on only. Know that. Your adherence should be so sincere and so forceful that you must come out of the house on the street, the God searching. The search for Krishna must have a shape of reality. Not less important, or not less true than the spirit with which we are seeking this material improvement. Our sincerity must have some courage to take it to the road. Sankirtan. I'm doing anything like a thief in the dark. What I want, what I believe, I faith, let others be, come to challenge. I am ready. I shall try my best to prove that what I am doing, that is all right, not only all right, but that is the thing which everyone should take to save himself. Others, they are entangling, with mortality, mixing with mortality. Janmamrityu jara vyadhi. These defects are sure in the material achievement. So to get out of that, the death and the path and the infirmity and the disease, I want to have such a campaign bright and bold campaign. The search for reality. And the reality is beautiful. Reality is beautiful. Reality is love. Reality is charm. Reality is harmony. I feel it within myself sincerely, and my life is only for that. I am also a factor of this world, so my necessity may not be dismissed as unreal. As you are, I am also so. So I am attracted, and this is not even, maybe not be imaginary either. I will try to prove that you are running after phantasmagoria, mania, and not myself. Hare Krishna. At every step, drink, taking food, in every phase of our life, we shall try that search, direct or indirect way. Research. So they are sometimes they are laughing and merry-making position, but sometimes they will be saying furious fighting. So merry-making, eating, all will be searching. March, march. March towards from the science to science. What is knowledge and what is above knowledge? Fighting is not the final. After fighting, there is a peaceful life also. So the searching, if we think, is like fighting. Elimination and advance, acceptance, then after that, afterward, there is a life of peace. We are fighting for the peace. So sadhana, the struggle, the life of struggle to attain the truth, that is a life of fight. But the mark is on the peace after this war, greater, higher peace, peace of higher quality, without anxiety, that is existing as present. War comes only for that. The dukkha, the aim is towards the peace, the peace of higher quality. Otherwise, fighting has no meaning. So, struggle, sadhana bhakti. Struggle, fighting with Maya, the present possessor, the force that has taken position at present of us, to fight our fight and knock them out and to find some higher peace. So the sadhaka, the student, is fighting with the science to get science. Always, every life is a life of struggle, struggle to find higher peace. And that become clear in sadhana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Lord, Hare Lord, Hare Lord, Hare Lord, Hare Lord. It's all Lord, Hare Lord. Jai Guru Hari Bol. Vidyavatam Bhagavati Pariksha. They say, how far you know the test is in Bhagavatam. Whether your consciousness come up to the level of the thought which given in Bhagavatam. Can you come to think thesen of this degree as it is inaugurated in Bhagavatam. Vidhan. Generally, Vidhan means learned, means not mundane learning. Vedavidhi in Manusangheda. Vidhadvi. Who had the learned? Who had got knowledge, some knowledge in the revealed truth, revealed scriptures, and not in the mundane world. They are not considered to be learned. Because this is all vulnerable. Now it is true, next moment it is false. Law of nature, that is changing. And also, it is all false in this sense, that all representation of local interest, provincial reason, local interest. Every representation, every invention, they comes to put forward some local interest, not universal interest. So, from the universal plane, there is some attempt to extend that the standpoint of universal experience to this provincial central law. They are extended to the provincial ruler. This is central law, you must abide by this. Your provincial order won't be applicable to another province or to the center. The provincial affairs. So central knowledge is really knowledge that will stand true in every province, in every locality. It is a universal character. Isha avashyamidam sarpam. So that is. So from time to time, some central experience is extended to this local experience area. So Vidhan, who is Vidhan? Vidvit. Who has got some knowledge about that revealed truth which the considered from the central standpoint that has been that with all general characteristic, that is truth. And yourself, if you say this is my interest, another this is my opposite interest is there. So that is not truth. The central decision and estimation and the grant, that is the be all and end all. And your experience of that plane of knowledge, that have got some acceptance, recognition. As all your provincial demands, that has got no room here. So Vidhan, Vidhavatan Bhagavati, even though, as I am told that our Sudhir Goswami, he has, in the search of Krishna, in the beginning he has Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Bhagavat speech he has quoted. There Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing the development of the conception, development in the conception of the season, gradually growing, coming out, is Bhagavatam fruit. Bhagavat is fruit. Vedanta has been considered as flower, and the Ved has been considered as tree.